little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, all right, welcome back, Shot Games Podcast, episode 112. Jesus, really 112 already?
You said that last week.
I know, I say it all the time. Oh my god, Wayne, you're a total idiot. You just have to agree with me and say yes. It's been that long.
That's only been...
You see what I deal with here, folks? when George left, now I have to deal with him. Now it's a one-on-one, you know, versus mode, not two-on-one. Like we used to, George and I versus Wayne back in the days.
Oh, these guys.
Or don't you mean to say this guy, not these guys?
Either way.
Idiot.
So yeah, I did get my loot crate the other day.
Your what?
Loot crate box.
Ah! What'd you get?
Well, I got this little guy right here, a Thundercracker.
Oh, yo, this is pretty dope.
I got a t-shirt. I have it in the other room. I'll just get a picture for you. You get a get their magazine, of course.
Issue 11?
Hexbug. Transformers Hexbug.
What?
Yep.
Awesome.
The Thundercracker came with specs. Sticker. Got a button.
And you have an MLG wristband.
And a coupon to join in for something on MLG. Haven't really looked into that much. The t-shirt is a, well... You know what, Fidel? Let me just pull up the picture and let you describe it, because it's kind of...
Oh, great. Here we go.
It's kind of a cool picture here. Or kind of a cool shirt, actually. I actually rather enjoy it.
You enjoy everything Transformers.
Of course I do.
Even the dumb ones. Yes, Wayne, I know how to work a phone. Oh! Alright, guys. How many of us here are a fan of Back to the Future? Well, this picture right here, this t-shirt that Wayne has is pretty cool. His name is Time Traveler. Marty McPrime. So, he's pretty much... His vehicle mode is a DeLorean. The time machine from Doc Brown. Wayne, you better post this up on the site. This is pretty, pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome shirt. I will say that.
Marty McTime. You should wear this during Comic-Con. You'll get a lot of props for it.
I wore that Thursday night when I went to go see the Siege Transformers 4.
And? No, nobody?
No.
You're an idiot.
A few people saw it and mentioned it, but that, you know, didn't really stand out, I guess, that much.
But you'll stand out more during Comic-Con for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like the shirt very much.
Yeah.
Well, next month, or this coming month for, next month for Loot Crate, it's all villains. So it's going to be a villain theme.
Loot Crate, okay. How much do those run for if you want?
So about $20 a month.
That's not bad.
For a box full of goodies, and you never know what's going to get exactly, but, you know, paid off this time, for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to see what we get next week. They put up some teaser images, you know, of some different artwork for villains, and one of them was obviously the Joker.
Alright.
So, I don't know if that means we're going to get anything Joker-related or not, but, you know.
That would be pretty cool. It depends on which Joker.
Yeah.
The original. No, did it say anything, any description about it?
No, I mean, they really didn't give much detail. It was just kind of a little hint at it. Yeah, that right there.
Oh.
Villains.
So, July's theme is, of course, villains. The background is purple. Go up again, Wayne. I can't really see. It's, of course, Joker's smile. His white eyes with a black outlining of it. You have his green eyebrows. And his big red smile, his teeth, is his villains.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope. If you guys haven't checked him out, go ahead and check it out on Loot Crate on Facebook. Yeah. And go ahead and like their page. These guys are pretty awesome.
They are. They're actually pretty cool. It's $20 a month for a box. Now, if you share your images on different social mediums of what you get in the box, your unboxing video, etc., they actually give you the possibility to win an Epic Box, is what they call it. So the guy that won the Epic Box this time got a Wii U.
What?
And
for $20...
He got a Wii U. He got the Comic-Con exclusive Metroplex.
Yeah.
Okay, which is almost as much as the Wii U.
That's $150 right there.
Yeah.
Right? And another $150 for the Wii U, give or take.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
so yeah, might as well do that, guys. I mean, $20 a month, and you get what, about $300 if you actually do the.
If you happen to win the bigger one, yeah, bigger thing.
Yeah. So might as well, right? Is that the guy right there that won it?
No, that was this guy up here that won.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Shenanigans. Alrighty, that's pretty cool. Loot crate,
yeah. Definitely worth checking out. You know, I've been meaning to check them out for a while, but last month they said, hey, the next month is going to be all Transformers. I'm like, I'm signing up right now. You never know what you're going to get, so you might as well try it out.
That's pretty cool. Alrighty, so, well, let's get down to the nitty gritty. So, what have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Ultimate Street Fighter 4, which is, of course, one of my games. And we met up with the new Salt Mines in Mirror Mesa. I saw Giorgio that started playing with Junko back in the day, like back in the old days. Pretty fun. And the new place for Salt Mines is still under construction. Well, it's not really under construction, but more in the blueprint area. Everything's set up, but just still trying to find a good way to go.
Okay.
If you guys haven't seen it, go to just go ahead and Google San Diego Fighting Game Club, and they should have the info from their website from there. Other than Street Fighter, I've been playing a little bit more of Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, but not as much before as always. Didn't have that much time this week. And what else? More Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3 during my lunch breaks or whenever I'm taking a little dumpsy in the bathroom. let's see. Other than that, that's about it for me this week. Nothing more from there.
All right. Well, it has been a busy week. I will say that. So this last week, I have played some Call of Duty Ghosts. I jumped in and did a session of Titanfall with the retail side of Microsoft. Playing with those guys. It's always fun playing with them. So what else did I play? I think that's about it. I played on console. I did play some Plants vs. Zombies on the PC. Played some Doctor Who Legends on the tablet, Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook, and some more Transformers Legends on the tablet as well. Also, I jumped into and started playing the Transformers Age of Extinction game on the tablet as well, which is kind of an interesting game. It's kind of a third-person view, and you tilt your tablet to move left and right. As you move forward, and you gotta shoot and take out the enemies or transform and get away kind of thing. So far, it seems like it's halfway fun. I don't know. I've only played a little bit of it so far, but I'll check it out more and get back to you guys. But other than that, I got into the beta on Transformers Universe. I'm starting to try that out. So far, it looks pretty good. I don't know how much I can talk about, so I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how it is. Let's see when you get a write-up for it.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Well, let's go on jump into the news. It looks like we have, quite a bit more news than we had than last week. Okay, so as go up, Wayne. I can't really be able to say. So, as an avid motorcyclist, because I have a motorcycle license, but no motorcycle yet. For me, as a Halo fan as well, just like Wayne, this would be pretty cool. Master Chief motorcycle helmet will let you look through that pretty much the Halo Star next year. So pretty much what? A Halo helmet?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
A street legal Halo helmet, DOT approved. It better be DOT approved because I'm about to get one.
It seems to be manufactured by NECA. It's a motor. Obviously, it's a work in progress. It'll retail for under $400.
That's not bad. I mean, average is around $450.
Not too bad for a helmet. I mean, you can get some decent helmets for less than that, but you know. Yeah, as a full functional motorcycle helmet. That's
That's pretty weird. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, you're gonna have the same gold yellow, the same gold slash yellow, visor. You can have the green, you know, the green unibody around it. So let's see how this one goes. It looks pretty dope. Why are you playing it right now?
Why not? I mean, it does look pretty good. I mean, it's got very good detail on it that I can see there. The prototype they're showing doesn't have color at this point, so it's just a gray white mold. That's all it's gonna be too.
It's just pretty much a total 360 of how the helmet's gonna look like. It's pretty dope.
It does look good though.
It has a lot of the other features on it. Well, not really features, but more of the lookalike on it.
Now, if it comes with a little adaption, you know, that's actually gonna be perfect for my Windows 8.1 phone with Cortana.
You're an idiot.
Especially, you know, you get it if it comes with a mic built into it.
You see what I have to deal with again, folks?
Hey, you know a lot of people are thinking about it.
But while driving, Cortana comes on, you're an idiot. Alright, next.
Alright, Titanfall is going to add a new update coming out pretty soon here. Apparently, it's going to weaken one of the better guns in the game, but it's going to give us some new modes. So we are going to get a... let's see here. What was it? Basically, we're getting two new game modes in Titan and Titan customization. Basically, we're looking for Marked for Death. Oh yeah, Marked for Death, which is gonna make it easier to kill somebody that's not playing too well.
Oh, we talked about that during the post E3. Going along, so pretty much you can have a tag on the people that doesn't know how to play that well, or they suck that freaking bad.
Apparently, they say it's going to be more random, but that's kind of how it's going to play out. For customization, we're going to have new burn cards for Titans that'll obviously enhance it. You've got electric smoke, which will last longer. You can deploy a pair of particle walls.
Okay, this should be pretty cool going out.
New voiceover options for the Titans.
Thank God, because I'm just sick and tired of the originals.
You'll be able to hold 46 cards in your deck now.
Should be fun.
Yeah. So I mean, it looks like quite a few updates coming out for it.
So when are we gonna get new Titans? New mechs.
Yeah, who knows on that one. The gun though is gonna be the R101. It's gonna be lowering the magazine size.
Oh, screw you guys!
And long range stability.
I get so much great kills off of that. It's not even funny.
They're also gonna be decreasing satchel's range, bumping up the damage of the hemlock in certain cases. Titans have seen some changes too. The big punch ability being weakened when used by the ogre. Ah, bummer. It's looking pretty good. I mean, I enjoy playing Titanfall. It's a good break from the ordinary Call of Duty kind of gameplay.
Oh, great. Here we go. PlayStation Plus. Pretty much they were coming out of the free July games. One of them includes Towerfall, which I never played, and the other one's Dead Space 3. Let's see what they have. So with the PlayStation 4, so pretty much if you guys have the PlayStation Plus, you can download several good games for free.
Yeah.
For the PlayStation 4, there's Towerfall Ascensions, which is another multiplayer action platform game, which is pretty cool. The other one is Strider, the remake that just came out several months ago, which is pretty cool. I would highly recommend that game if you guys are into an old school Strider game, especially back in the old Sega Genesis games. Let's see, for the PlayStation 3, you got Dead Space 3, which is another awesome game. And what's the other one? Vessel?
Yeah.
Never played that game before, but I'll give it a try.
It's an indie platformer. It focuses on physics-based puzzles.
Ah! So I like a lot of physics. Indie developers, which comes out with great games. You could say true to that, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
You're shaking your head and people can't even see you. Moron.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. Okay, so for the PlayStation Vita, you got Doki Doki Universe. Let's see, for European market only, Lego Batman 2, DC Super Heroes. You guys suck!
Yeah.
Come on, I love any Lego games. It's fun.
They're fun, but they get old too.
Well, what do you think? Idiot.
I'm North America guy, so.
And what do you have in North America?
It's Muramasa Rebirth.
Hey, never heard of that, but hopefully it's good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, but there's only, I've heard a lot of those games except for one or two of them.
Yeah, but I mean, they're free games, so try them out. You know, download them anyways, try it out. If you don't like it, you can uninstall it. So the Xbox One family sharing option they announced that never made it out, the preloading options, those are actually still on Microsoft's radar, according to Phil Spencer. He's not giving up on that. So that's coming out. He recently just stated that on a radio podcast. So hey, you know, it's good to know that they're still looking for ways to improve and get back to what the core was without taken away from what gamers had got upset and wanted, really.
Yes.
So, yeah. I really want to see the family sharing come in. That would be awesome. That would be just awesome.
Should be pretty legit stuff.
Yeah. And then we're going to... The developer for Wolfenstein New Order has actually been talking about sequel.
Why not? The game's a success.
Yeah.
It's a great hit. I actually picked it up, but I haven't played it yet, so I'm going to play that... You know, July 4th weekend when we have a 3-day weekend for us.
Yeah, so he's got a very clear idea of what he wants to say on that one, but he's not going to give us any ideas just yet. So they definitely got the ideas on the table. You know, I still got to get back into it and play it again to get some of the stuff that I haven't found yet. There's a lot of things you can find in the game that can enhance your gameplay, and I guess there's some secret stuff too that I haven't found yet.
Well, I'm not really a Final Fantasy player, but it's called what's it? Final Fantasy Explorers.
Explorers.
Well, Square Enix experience trademarks, you know, the Final Fantasy Explorers for the U.S. and Europe tour, Europe marketing area. So. Pretty much we're going to get a new game for the 3DS for Japan, and now it appears it's the game's coming to overseas. So,
yeah.
So do you know how long it came a while ago for that game came out? Or that came out in Japan that's about to come out here?
It's been announced. It hasn't come out yet.
Well, most likely it's going to come out in Japan first and straight down through here.
Who knows how that's going to work out, you know? It's Square Enix. They never do anything easy.
Yeah, typical.
We know we got some people on staff here that are really excited to see what happens with that.
It's like more than half of the staff. the other less than half is us too.
Yeah.
Sorry, right? Guys, we're not singling anybody out. It's kind of the truth.
You know, and that's just the fact of it. You know, I never got into Final Fantasy. It's just the way it is for me. It's not really one of my game types. But, you know, it's interesting to see where they're going with this. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a good game and... I'm sure when it comes out, we'll get some reviews for you. So what about Forza Horizon 2?
Here we go, this is for you. This is going to be a good game.
This is going to be an awesome game. However, it's going to be a different game on the 360 versus the Xbox One.
Well, of course, technology-wise, right, Wayne?
Well.
That and...
They're going to have the same basic philosophy, but they're going to be different games. Yeah, obviously, you're going to have... the same world, same themes, but they're saying they're going to be basically different games inspired by the same ideas. It's going to use the Xbox One version. It's going to use the same engine that's on Forza 5. 360 version will run the same engine as the original Forza Horizon. It's still a good engine. It works pretty good. Looks good. The gameplay differences between the two basically is going to be partially going to be the weather and Drivatar systems, which are only possible on Xbox One. There are things they're doing on the Xbox One that just can't be done on the 360, obviously. Forza Horizon 2 will not have microtransactions on the 360 or the Xbox One, at least not at the gate. We'll see this on September 30th, obviously. And it's going to run in 1080p and 30 frames per second on the Xbox One.
Woo! 1080p?
1080p.
Sure's way.
Hey, until I get a 4K TV, I'm not worried about anything higher.
Hey, remember that 4K TV or computer monitor that we saw?
Yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
So, we talked about... Okay, so, kind of breaking the our news here.
That was a Lenovo monitor.
A Lenovo monitor that we saw during CES.
27-inch.
27-inch, 4K, 2K, so, you know, you can flip it back and forth to ultra-high definition to high definition.
Yeah.
For under $1,000 for like under $900.
It was about $700 or $800.
I mean, yeah. Dude, 27 inch. Yes, please.
I know, right?
And 4K.
Yeah.
I need to find another graphics card. I need to find another 7880 for an ATI basis.
Right.
Okay. So here we go. So Destiny's budget is nowhere near $500 million. Well, that's what Bungie says. So pretty much the basis core. How much it costs, everything, yada yada. Not even close to $500 million, what people, you know, were planning to say. Back in May, Activision Chief Executive Officer revealed that the publisher will invest $500 million in Bungie's upcoming shooter game, which is Destiny. By the way, how was the beta? Did you do the...
I didn't get in the alpha on that.
Damn, I wish I did. I know a friend of mine did, so I'm going to go ask him, see how that one goes. Anybody, go ahead and feel free to chime in on our Facebook page. See how is the Bungie's beta it is for everybody else. So
apparently that $500 million is not the development cost of the game. It is the overall development and marketing budget. So that's basically all their advertising. Everything's going into that figure there. Yeah, so who knows what's actually going on with that figure, whether that was actually accurate or not. Probably won't even know until the final game comes out, because, you know, obviously Activision handles all the marketing process, whereas Bungie handles the actual development. So it's interesting. We do know that I believe there will be another beta coming up on all the systems, if I'm not mistaken, later in the year. But then again, it's going to be out here on September 9th anyways.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell was that? Alrighty, so Warhammer's 40,000 first-person shooter Space Hulk Deathwing coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC in, what, next year?
2015, yeah.
Whoa, really? An FPS for Warhammer?
Yeah.
So this is a good twist to an old game, to a great game. You played the first one, Wayne?
No, I really didn't.
Oh, you're missing out. So it's a great game. It's kind of like StarCraft, in a way.
Okay.
So pretty much build up, run, go, shoot. This is pretty cool. So Space Hulk Deathwing is the first one. It's, of course, an FPS. Games Workshop Warhammer for 40,000 universes, set to release an Xbox One, PlayStation 4, PC in 2015. So they announced it, well, I believe, like early this week. It's based on Workshop's classic Space Hulk, you know, board game, which is recently its own video game. And 40,000, you know, I can't even read right now. My eyes are starting to hurt. So it's a huge collection of, you know, wreck ship, asteroids, and whatnot. So pretty much you run, shoot. It's pretty much what you control in the first game, but yet you play it as that character.
Yeah, so you'll be a Deathwing Librarian leading the squad of Marine Terminators through the alien-infested Space Hulk. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Yes, he had this on ease. Boring. Next.
Yeah, so, who was this guy? The,
Creator of Oddworld?
The creator of Oddworld, Lauren Lanning, has come forward saying that net neutrality is definitely a major issue for games. Which obviously, you know, it's not just for games, but for a lot of things, net neutrality is going to be a big thing. And we're really hoping that people in Washington and the FCC get their act together and actually put together something that's actually going to be good for everybody instead of just the cable companies. You know, so we'll see what happens here, but just keep an eye out. Make sure that you're, if you're concerned about this like we are, reach out to your politicians, your local politicians, your senators, you know, let them know that, hey, this is something that really matters to you, and definitely, you know, make sure they understand that we need to make sure that we have proper proper rules to keep the big corporations like Comcast from taking advantage of little old guys, like, you know. Yeah.
Well, feel free to do this one right here, Wayne.
So, yeah, apparently, Pokemon has been, reimagined, essentially. Artist Gavin Mackey, has posted a batch of renders on Image Gear of Pokemon, that we all know, but showing them off in quite a bit different way. We got 39 images, characters like Pikachu, Charmander, Voltorb, you know, many different characters out there. But basically, it kind of shows these characters in a totally different light. So it'd be very interesting if you want to, you know, just do a search for, you know, Gavin Mackey on Image, you know, Imgur, and you can check out what all images he's got there. But if you look at, you know, we're looking at the image of Pikachu right now, and that's kind of a very interesting interpretation, but it's also kind of creepy. So I don't know. We'll have to make sure Mimi gets a hold of this so she can talk about it.
Yeah, this is pretty weird. So you can see, go up. I want to see the first one. So go over here. So this one right here is pretty much a Pikachu.
Yeah.
Pretty much a rat.
Almost, yeah, kind of like a rat. Not quite a rat. More of a, well, a rodent, basically.
A rodent, basically, standing on its hind legs and pointing at the berries. You also have, hold on, Wayne. You know, there's also another picture of Cubone, pretty much with a beer belly, a little taller beer belly and whatnot. Let's see, what do you have? We have,
Ghastly.
Ghastly, which is pretty cool, in my opinion, like an old, dude, wait, hold up. You idiot, wait up, man. So we got Ghastly over here, with a, kind of what looks like an actual evil entity, but with a kind of a sad face going on.
Yeah.
Who do we have here next? It's
Haunter.
Haunter. Oh, good old Haunter. This one looks very demonic.
Yep.
Because, you know, long claws, long fingers / claws, a very kind of a purple demonic version of Slimer.
Kind of.
I mean, it's very, you know, red fiery eyes coming out. There's like an orb in, like, you know, stuck in a typical, you know, dark demon stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got Mew over here, which is,
wow, looks like a naked mole rat.
No, it looks like a hairless cat, but with longer hind legs.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Close.
Hairless cat. Yeah. Ever seen a hairless cat, Wayne?
Yeah, not quite. But. Yeah.
Next, Parasect. Oh, cool. So yeah. Parasect looks like he looks like more of a mutated crab with a mushroom for its shell. So there's a lot of nice renderings on this. Going into the next one, we also got Electabuzz, which is pretty crazy. He looks like Chewbacca.
Kind of
in a way.
I don't know how to describe that.
Because Electabuzz is originally supposed to be yellow and black. This one's kind of a golden brown / black.
Yeah.
We got Lickitung, which is,
Looks like it should be with what's his name? Looks like it should be belonging with like Jabba the Hutt.
It does. Next.
Muk,
which is the
just kind of ugly.
Yeah.
Creepy.
We also got Alakazam. This is pretty cool. I like this rendering of Alakazam.
That is just,
yeah. Let's see what else we have over here.
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur. Hold on. Bulbasaur looks like it just came out of the ground. It's straight out.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Arcanine, which is, he looks like,
that's actually pretty cool.
That's a pretty cool rendering. It's a very old Pokemon. Charmander looks like pretty much a dinosaur.
Yeah.
But with how can I say this?
Big head, small arms. And
typical. Let's see who else.
Chansey.
Okay.
That's weird.
It's kind of a,
kind of a cross between an eagle, Howard the Duck, with an egg in his hand.
We also got
Darkrai.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's not bad. We also got Drowsy. It looks like an anteater, pretty much. We got Eevee with pierced ears. Pretty cool. Gengar. It looks very, very awesome. Jigglypuff. Looks like a dude.
That's just creepy.
I mean, there's Magmar.
Yeah, there's a lot of these guys here, so.
This is pretty dope. I mean, I suggest you guys look for it. Oh, that's pretty dope. Metapod looks sick. Oddish looks like a plum with a...
Almost like a radish.
A purple radish?
Yeah.
Straight purple radish. I want to see something else over here. You also got...
Wow.
Oh, one of the rare Pokemon.
Typhlosion looks like a badger with...
With flames coming out of them.
Coal, yeah.
Or we have with the heated coals and whatnot. We also got one of my favorite Voltorb. But he kind of looks like... He doesn't look like an actual Pokeball anymore. Looks like he has a bucket and a... Kind of a shellish head.
Yeah, kind of like a red Krang in a bucket.
Yeah, this is pretty dope. I like these type of crazy vendors.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff there.
Yeah. So Xbox.com finally adding ways to view Xbox One games, clips, and achievements. So pretty much a new Dash unit.
Well, what it is now, you'll be able to actually view your game clips on Xbox.com. So you create a gameplay video on Xbox One. Now you'll be able to go online to Xbox.com and go to the overhauled your Xbox One profile, which is coming very soon here. You'll be able to watch the recorded game clips, view and compare achievements with others, ways to access accompanying Xbox One achievement art, stuff like that you're free to save. So, I mean, that's pretty cool stuff there. So, previously, these things you could only do on actually the Xbox One. Now, we'll be able to do it on Xbox.com. Right on the web. That's actually pretty cool because you're able to share things easier, I'm sure, pretty sure. So, according to Respawn, when it comes to Titanfall going towards a sequel here, they kind of feel that if you had a single player focus, wouldn't be more of a step backwards.
I agree, especially when you start the game as a multiplayer and there's no single player campaign on it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of would have liked to be able to play a single-player campaign on it somehow.
I mean...
But, I don't know.
It'll be like a futuristic Modern Warfare / Battlefield / this / that.
Oh, well, yeah, but still. I don't know. Could be fun.
Multiplayer is better than...
How about our free games with Xbox this month?
Oh, let's see what he got. So, Xbox One, you got a...
Guacamelee.
Super Turbo Championship Edition. Well... Let's see how that one goes. I've never seen it. The other one's called Max, the Curse of the Brotherhood.
Which is... That one's currently free on Xbox One. It's just being carried over to the next month here.
Yeah. Also on Xbox One, Xbox 360, July 1st, Gotham City Impostors.
It's a Batman-themed shooter.
Pretty dope. And also in July 16th, for the 360, it's a Battle Block Theater.
Another platformer.
Hey, not bad.
So, yeah.
But it's not as good as selections as Sony does.
No, not really.
Yeah, let's see how that one goes.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so currently that's pretty much it for the news this week. There's not much a lot of video games coming out except for free games. Let's see, what else? What else do we have in the upcoming month?
We got Comic-Con.
Comic-Con coming up. There's also for us people like myself from the fighting game. For the fighting game community, EVO 2K14 is coming up. Be in the Las Vegas Hotel in,
nice.
Of course, Las Vegas, Nevada. Too bad I won't be able to make it, but I'll be streaming it like a typical stream monster would normally do. I'm hyped about Ultra. Let's see who gets it first. I'm also hyped about Ultimate Marvel 3, typical. Let's see if Flocker can get his reign back, or can defend his title back from last year, or are we going to see another... top 5 finish for Justin Wong this year, because that was last year. I was rooting for him. George and I were actually rooting for him to see how that one goes. Other than that, of course, the big thing, Comic-Con. So as I picked up my niece earlier today at the airport, going through the airport, I've seen a lot of Comic-Con banners in the middle of the post and whatnot. Also, I went to downtown for a couple of lunch. And yes, I did see it too as well. So things about to get hot and heavy around here in San Diego. If you guys are visiting or if you guys don't have tickets and live here, there's also a lot of things to do outside as well.
Yep, we've been seeing a lot of stuff being posted up, a lot of photo shoots, a lot of get-togethers.
Yes, I really want to do the cosplay photo shoot because I never shot cosplay before as a photographer.
I haven't done that either. That's definitely something that would be fun to do. We'll have to look into that.
Should be very, very fun because I have the right... I have the right weapons for it in my arsenal. I have my right amount of arsenal for it. Camera, yeah. And camera lens and flash-wise. Let's see. I heard through the grapevine that Nintendo is going to have another...
They're going to be there again.
But from what I've heard, you don't need a badge to get in to enjoy it.
I don't know about that.
That's what I've been hearing a lot from...
I heard somebody mention it, and this is on one of the forums, on one of the groups on Facebook. Somebody mentioned that they were going to have the Nintendo group, Nintendo would be there again, but somebody else mentioned that you didn't need a badge to get in last year. They said last year. Well, last year you did need a badge to get in. So I don't know what they were talking about there.
So we'll see how these rumors are, because last year, Microsoft was there. They had their own, in the Hyatt Hotel, if you can remember.
It's
Hyatt Hotel. It was really cool.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was awesome. We get to play Rise, and too bad the actual game sucked when it came out. But yeah, we actually get to play on the Xbox One before it came out. So, what else are we expecting this year? There's a lot of stuff going down. Any exclusive you're waiting for, Transformers-wise?
You know, they announced the exclusives, and I looked at them, and, you know, there's a few things that I actually wouldn't mind getting. I got to look at them again because I can't remember what everything was. You know, I'm not sure if I'll get them yet. I'm still kind of planning that out yet, whether I can actually afford anything or not. Whether
you
I can
get a better job.
Whether I actually want to get up at 3 in the morning and go get in line for Hasbro, or to go get a ticket to go back and get into another line to go buy stuff at Hasbro.
I'll just rather take pictures. You know me. You know me. I'd rather take pictures of cosplayers. Costumes, everything and anything.
And I got some good we've gotten some good pictures last year of cosplayers actually on the floor. But yes, we actually want to try to get actually into one of the shoots this year and actually try to get some more professional,
I really want to do that, but it's going to be the day before. Was it the week before?
Okay.
But it's going to suck, though, because it's going to be during work hours for me. So I'm going to see if I can try to get out of it early. It's going to start in mid-afternoon, so hopefully I can get out of it.
We'll take a look at that. If we can find a way into it, we'll both go, but, you know.
Yeah, but here's the thing, that it's only for cosplayers, and photographers, you have to inquire. I did inquiry about it, but they haven't gotten back to me yet.
So we'll find out what's going on with that. So, but there's other things going on, too.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
I think there's a rumor of a Harry Potter meetup.
Of course, there's typical cosplay meetup. Last year was the Marvel's Capcom cosplay meetup. During Comic-Con, I don't know if did you go to that one?
No, I don't usually get a chance to hit too many of the other things going outside of it, because I'm got so many panels going on.
Yeah, I did the meetup for Assassin's Creed while they had the what ship was that out there again last year, and it turned into a Assassin's Creed.
The ship. I can't remember the name of the ship.
Yeah, well, it's here in San Diego. They actually did turn it into a Assassin's Creed Black Flag theme by Ubisoft. And
yeah, one of the really old ships, too. It's something Star, maybe?
Star of India.
There you go.
My bad. So it pretty much turned into a pirate ship. And they had a lot of the other people dressed up in costumes for Assassin's Creed, any Assassin's Creed, and they're all there. So it was pretty cool.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, so again, Comic-Con's about exactly a month away. Well, yeah. less than a month away.
A little less. Yeah.
Yee! 4 weeks away, folks.
Can't wait.
I'm stoked.
Can't wait.
Stupid stoked. Again, so go ahead and go to our page, our Facebook page, like us, share us.
Let us know what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, give us comments, give us feedback. You know, feedback's always a great thing to do. You know, share us, you know, what games you like, what brought you into cosplaying. And let's see, go ahead and, you know, feel free to look at our website too as well. Look up a podcast, look up look up everything and anything about cosplaying, and hopefully once in after Comic-Con, say around August, September time frame, we should have a new member here. Well, kind of one of the recurring members, but yet be moving over here.
We'll have more presence in San Diego.
Yes, so we're gonna have a third person to fill in the void, and she is a huge cosplayer. So we're not gonna spoil this person, well, her name yet, until she comes in here.
Yeah, we got some big plans coming up. We're just gotta piece it all together for you.
Hopefully, we'll be going to the near future. Anime Expo. I really want to do that. It's gonna be in Los Angeles. Kamikaze, maybe I'll make to that one. I really want to go to the Power Morphicon convention.
I've always wanted
to go to that.
There was another one too that we were considering going to.
Yes.
I can't remember what it was called though. Some Japanese character.
Yeah, we'll talk about it once we see it again.
I don't know what it was anymore. I'm scared. Yeah,
it's been a while, so a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so anywho, this is Wayne Fidel from TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Deuces. See what I did there?